You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Well, we have 63 brand new films from all over the world. Big films, small films, art house films, mainstream films, quirky, general, you know, sensibility, all sorts of different things.
We wait from year to year to the Jewish International Film Festival, and it's very exciting because you give us the most extraordinary smorgasbord of film with Jewish themes from all over the world, and from Israel, of course. Maybe we'll start with the Israeli films. What do we have this year?
So we have some great stuff. So we'll start from the end and go back. So our closing film is one of the hottest Israeli films of the year, and it's called The Unorthodox. And it stars Shuli Rand, who was in Ush Bizin. And it's a story of the Shas Party. It's about one man wanting to change the world and make it a better place because his daughter gets kicked out of a female yeshiva or pnimiya. He thinks it's because it's a Ashkenazi superiority against his Sephardi daughter. And he starts the Shas Party with two friends, and they change the world.
So it's a true story. It's almost a documentary.
Absolutely. No, it's a feature film.
Fantastic. Wow. But it's based on how the Shas Party started.
Absolutely.
That is amazing. What else is coming out of Israel?
There's a couple of great documentaries. There's one called, one of our favourites is The Ancestral Sin. Again, I suppose it's in the Sephardi Ashkenazi cultural wars. And this is a film about telling the story of the way the Sochnut, generally, you know, Ashkenazi-driven government organizations and individuals who sent the Sephardi immigrants in the 40s, 50s and 60s into Dimona, the desert and beyond. And it tracks how today a lot of the Sephardi 80 and 90-year-olds who went through all that are shown all the information from all of the government meetings, which expose an amazing level of racism.
I can't believe it, because I grew up in the 60s in Israel and I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
You've got other movies. You've got Parad Umaret Ka, which is, incredible concept. You've got Bait Bagalil, which is outdoors in English name is, Bait Bagalil is a home in the Galilee, which is outdoors. And the other one I've seen is Geula, Redemption. Can you tell us something about those movies?
So the Red Cow actually won the best film at the Haifa Film Festival, and it's a really great drama set at the time when there was a modern Orthodox Jewish extremist were interested in bringing on the redemption by blowing up the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And it's about a 17-year-old daughter of one of the rabbis in that community and her breaking free of that community. So it's very powerful and amazingly well acted. Redemption is actually one of my favourite films. It is about a Baal Tshuva. He's been a Baal Tshuva for about 15 years. And he used to be a famous rock singer with a great band in Israel. And his daughter is unwell. And he brings the band back together to raise money. And so they play all these boring, you know, very orthodox simchas. And they bring the most amazing music to these simchas and make them very special occasions. And it's about the reunion of the band. It's about the father and the daughter, about faith, about orthodoxy. And it's a very beautiful, warm, funny film.
And there is another one, Mistor, Shelter.
Shelter is by Eran Riklis, who did Lemon Tree and many other films. And it's a thriller. And it's set in a European city. And a female Mossad agent is looking after an Iranian female informer who's getting plastic surgery to change her identity. And it's about their relationship, and it's a very thrilling, emotional ride.
And Lehatzilet Netta, Saving Netta?
Netta is by Nir Bergman, who did Broken Wings, famous Israeli film. And it's a triptych, three stories with female protagonist in each of the three mini stories, and it's unified by one character, and it's really great insight on being a woman in Israel today, and it's very, shall we say, evocative in all sorts of ways.
And we are talking to Eddie Tamir. Eddie is the Festival Director, the Jewish International Film Festival Director, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Eddie, I'm sure another hit will be the Oslo Diaries.
Absolutely. So this is from the team that did Censored Voices. So if you saw Censored Voices, a great Israeli documentary. And the Oslo Diaries, well, firstly, just to step back, the Oslo Accords, they still resonate today, and they still provide the landscape for the current Middle East situation vis-a-vis Israel in the Arab countries. It's controversial. A lot of people think it's a great idea. Other people think it's a complete failure. And it explores the actual first meetings between the Israeli and the Palestinian negotiators and goes into archival footage and testimony and really digs into what it was like to negotiate the Oslo Accords.
Talking about history, I'm looking forward to watch Golda Meir, Madame Prime Minister.
Yes. Yeah. So this is, again, a fascinating character, Golda Meir. You know, I think it's still seen with in general in the Jewish world with a lot of warmth and feeling towards her. And of course, it's always more complicated than that. And her political history is considered by quite a few people as a failure rather than a success, but it really explores her personality and her political journey and, what a woman.
What else can you tell us about the festival this year?
Yeah, we've got a great film about Ephraim Kishon, one of my favourite Israeli artistic voices. I really love this documentary. It's about, really follows Ephraim Kishon's journey from Europe, surviving the Holocaust, coming into Israel as this, fine shoemaker, Hungarian, and the way he interacts with the early Israeli society and deals with, the new Israel and with his perspective and how he brings out the satire and the comedy and the absurdity of Israeli society of the 40s, 50s and 60s.
In Hebrew, actually, and this is so amazing because his mother tongue was Hungarian. He had to learn the language, and then he expressed himself in Hebrew. This is something that I can't comprehend, how his Hebrew was so good, so he could even write satires in Hebrew.
Amazing, and great screenplays and so many different things.
And tell us the opening movie.
Yeah, so interestingly, just to get to that, we have four films that are nominated for their country's Oscar in the Best Foreign category this year. And one of them is our opening film, which is the Slovak entry into the Academy Awards next year. It's called The Interpreter. And it's, I don't know if you saw The Last Suit, but it's in the same, I guess, that warm human drama comedy feel. Set today, two 70-year-olds, one the son of a Nazi and one the son of victims of the Holocaust, for various reasons meet. And they hit the road through Eastern Europe and try to deal with each of their demons and what happens in relation to their friendship as it evolves in all sorts of mysterious ways.
Eddie Tamir, we're looking forward to go to the Jewish International Film Festival. And thank you so much and good luck.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.